Here again, we show the main timing characteristics of an edge-triggered D-type flip-flop. The D input must be stable before the setup time starts, and the D input must hold its value stable during the hold time after the clock edge. Then the flip-flop itself has a clock to cue timing delay, which is its propagation delay. On the right-hand side, we show a canonical representation of asynchronous clock domain, where the output from a flip-flop goes through some levels of logic and gets to the D input of itself or a different flip-flop. So on the positive edge of the clock, after the clock to cue time, output A will change. Then, depending on the other inputs to the other gates, this event may ripple through, and B may change after one gate delay, then C, and then D. And we require that D changes sufficiently early. It's got to change and settle stably before the setup time of the flip-flop it's feeding starts. That gap can be called the margin, the timing margin. And as we increase the clock frequency of this clock domain, the period will decrease. All of the times on here will remain constant except for that margin, which will shrink. And for any particular clock domain, there will be a longest path, or several perhaps identical longest paths. The longest path is called the critical path of the clock domain. The longest path will set the maximum clock frequency of this clock domain because we can increase it until such point as the margin goes to zero. And then if we increase it further than that, we'll be what's known colloquially as overclocking. We will be violating potentially some of these D types. Violating means changing the D input during the aperture, and the aperture is the start of the setup time to the end of the hold time. Next slide.